In Italy, police raided a summit of mafia dons in Sicily yesterday, and they arrested a guy named Salvatore Lopiccolo, a longtime fugitive who Italian authorities believe was vying to become the next boss of bosses, or Allison, as they would say in Italian,
capo di tutti i capi.
Nice work.
Thank you.
Excellent.
That one,
one
semester
quarter
really
of
paid
Italian.
Off.
There it is. He wanted to be the boss of bosses of the famed Cosa Nostra. It's a part of a big crackdown on the Sicilian mafia. In spite, though, of Italian authorities' best efforts, the mob remains at least powerful enough that a recent report by Business Group, kind of a chamber of commerce type thing in Italy, said the mob is Italy's number one commercial business. Joining us now to talk about this arrest and kind of explain how it fits into Italy's fight against the mafia is Dr. John Dickey, an Italian studies professor at University College London and the author of Cosa Nostra, A History of the Sicilian Mafia. Hi, Professor Dickey.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, anche lei.
All right. English only. Let's come on, guys. Keep it straight. The arrest of this guy, Salvatore Lopiccolo, who was known as the Baron, it's part of this larger crackdown on the Sicilian mafia. How successful has this crackdown been? And what effect will the arrest of this guy actually have on sort of things in Sicily?
Well, it remains to be seen. The authorities have certainly given some very impressive blows to the to the commission of Cosa Nostra recently. And in fact, it seems that Lopiccolo was the last remaining member of the commission for the Palermo province.
So he was a really high-level guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was the boss of bosses. The investigators seem convinced that he is the man who'd stepped into the shoes of Bernardo Provenzano, the previous boss of bosses, who was arrested in April last year. Lopiccolo's authority certainly extended over the province of Palermo, and I'm talking about the commission in that sense. At the moment we don't think it's an island-wide organization.
So what does this mean, though? They took out this guy who was sort of the next boss of bosses, but then it just means someone gets a promotion?
Normally speaking, of course, yes, that's what would happen. The mafia, it's never a surprise when the mafia loses one of its members. That's one of the reasons why it's so carefully constructed, why it has this organizational hierarchy, so there's always somebody ready to step into the shoes. But the commission has suffered unprecedented damage over the last few years, and really, the head of Italy's anti-mafia organization, anti-mafia force, was saying in the papers this morning here that basically Lopiccolo was the last member of the Palermo Commission left at large. So that's it. I mean, we've now got to wait and see what happens as to whether more junior bosses emerge to kind of fill the vacuum, or whether the mafia kind of restructures itself and, for the first time in a long time, becomes a less centralized organization.
An article in the Financial Times today mentioned a report by an Italian business group, and they said that the mafia is the number one commercial business in Italy in terms of shakedowns and protection and money paid. Is that possibly true, or are they overstating it?
No. I think it's pretty much in line. It's pretty much in line with earlier estimates of what the mafia's turnover is. Bear in mind that that's a figure that refers not just to Cosa Nostra, the Sicilian mafia. It also includes the two other major criminal fraternities in Italy. That's the Camorra, which is the Neapolitan mafia, the mafia of the city of Naples and its environs, and the 'Ndrangheta, which is the mafia of Calabria, which is the region in the toe of the Italian boot, if you want to picture it that way. That and a couple of other more minor criminal fraternities, lumping them all together, you get a figure, according to this estimate, that's something like the equivalent of 7% of Italy's gross domestic product. And that doesn't even include income from drugs, which we know is huge.
Does this arrest in Sicily have any effect whatsoever on organized crime over here in the U.S.?
Well, interestingly, it may do, because Lopiccolo had close ties with the U.S. You have to kind of go back a little bit in the history of the Sicilian mafia to understand the significance of this and of the links to the U.S. basically, until 1982, the Sicilian mafia was run by bosses who had very close links to U.S. mobsters and did a lot of drug dealing with them. That's the kind of the links that the Pizza Connection trial focused on. After that, a group, an alliance grouped around the mafia from Corleone, the town in the province of Palermo that gave its name to Don Corleone, the Corleonesi, as they're called, basically went to war and exterminated this early group of this earlier group of leaders who had the best connections with the U.S. Lo Piccolo is the first boss of the Sicilian mafia to emerge after the Corleonesi. The Corleonesi, their time is now gone, and Lo Piccolo has been looking to reestablish links with the states and bring back mobsters from Sicily who'd fled to the U.S. Out of terror, basically, because of the Corleonesi's war of extermination against them. So his plan being to, you know, reestablish the mafia's commercial links with the U.S., drugs and so on, and make it a more commercial operation than the military one that than the Corleonesi had been known for. Now, that plan may have been thrown into turmoil, and that plan for the Cosa Nostra's future may well have been thrown into turmoil by Lo Piccolo's arrest.
You obviously have looked very closely at a mafia life in Italy. I mean, you've written a book about it. You study it. Do you watch the movie The Godfather every week, or is it just total bunk?
Every other week, I have to say.
I mean, is that stuff at all realistic when you watch a show like The Sopranos?
The whole of The Sopranos.
Do you like those kind of shows?
Yeah, love them. Absolutely love them. I mean, I don't, you wouldn't claim for a minute that they're really about the mafia. You know, they're about kind of stuff like what it means to be a man and all of that, and you know, family stuff and all of that kind of thing. You know, the mafia is almost a cliche to say now that the mafia kind of replaced the Western as America's great mythology about itself, and that's what makes it really fascinating. Is all the other stuff that you can say through a mob story. But it's, you know, a long way from being the truth about, particularly about the situation in Sicily.
Well, Dr. Don Dickey, Italian studies professor at University College London and author of Cosa Nostra, A History of the Sicilian Mafia. Thank you very much. Oh, by the way, you have
great
a history of Italian food called Delizia, and
it hits
U.S. bookstores in January.
Yeah. Oh, we will have you back about that.
Absolutely. Only if you bring us some some ragu with gravy. My Sopranos influence. I don't even know what that means.
Here I was in Italy right at this time. Ugh, memories.